Hey everyone, in this episode of the IoT Show, I'm back to show a solution built on top of digital twins, complete with a management portal and a mobile app.
Hi everyone, this is the Internet of Things Show. I'm Olivier, your host. Today I have Lirana.
Lirana? Hey everybody.
So Lirana is becoming a regular on the show.
Yo,
now.
Yo, you can't keep me away.
No, exactly. Yeah. And she's here back to talk about digital twins. So in previous episodes, we talked about what is digital twins. You did a demo, a very nice demo of the 101. Like, what is the basic baby steps as a developer to interact with digital twins?
Yeah, it was just the quick start that we have on the public docs, kind of showing provisioning, how you might send some telemetry, some random sample data, and just like some of the API calls, how to get up and running.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. And today, we want to see a full-fledged demo of how digital twins can be used. And so we have a virtual smart hotel facility.
Exactly. So I'm here to show a more full-fledged demo, like you said, that's built on top of Azure Digital Twins. So Smart Hotel 360 has implemented a hotel management system.
Okay.
So the goal of this solution is to gain hotel insights in order to improve and optimize building operating efficiency, improve occupant experience, as well as the productivity and experience of the hotel personnel.
Okay.
So what it really does is allow both the facilities manager as well as the guests coming to remotely view and change their room settings.
Okay.
So the solution is built using digital twins, as we mentioned, as well as Power BI, and then machine learning is added in order to maximize the impact of data gathered over time.
Awesome.
So here's the portal. Okay. Now I'm gonna go ahead and log in as the hotel facilities manager.
Okay.
So I'm logging in, and again, my role as a facilities manager is to make sure everything's going smoothly and making sure everybody that comes to the hotel has the best experience that they can.
Yeah.
So this is the view when logging in. You see the two hotels in this hotel fleet, as well as some aggregated data of all the hotels.
Okay, so one in Seattle, one in Barcelona. So you
yes,
have like two different places
currently
in the world where you're monitoring all of that.
Yeah, and some KPIs on the bottom that I'll touch on in just a second. But first I want to take this time to mention that with the role-based access control that's built into Azure Digital Twins, you can, as a solution provider, scale and package your solutions across multiple different tenants, okay? Mm. So for example, if I'm a service or a company providing this Hotel 360 service to multiple different hotel chains, I could do that in a fully secure and isolated way.
Okay.
So in this demo, I, as a facilities manager, don't have any roles or privileges on this second hotel in Barcelona. I am just the manager of the Elite Hotel in Seattle. And then here we see some operating KPIs, percentage occupancy, power, maintenance, locations, and the upcoming maintenance schedule.
Okay.
And again, all of this is about enabling more informed decision making.
Okay.
And this dashboard is fully customizable. It can be really dynamic with Power BI based on
So the dashboard itself is part of the demo, right? Digital Twins is leveraged and used in combination with machine learning and Power BI.
Yeah.
And this is a website that basically interacts with Digital Twins to get the data and display it here, right?
Yeah, exactly. Okay. So let's jump down to this hotel.
Okay.
Now we're at the hotel level, so we're seeing the different floors and then the aggregated data for this particular hotel.
Okay.
And I just want to mention here, too, that this is utilizing Digital Twins' spatial intelligence graph, right? So this is a layer below that layer that we were at before with the whole hotel chain.
Mm-hmm.
And this is a layer above that per room level that we're going to next. But that kind of vertical hierarchical representation of the real world is built using that spatial intelligence graph.
Got it. Okay.
So here we have occupancy, and now this is broken down by the visitor's reported purpose for their trip. There is power usage by type, occupancy by date, and perhaps most importantly, today's cleaning schedule.
Okay.
So jumping into the floor level, we're seeing the different rooms on this floor. And here's some indicators, real-time data from the spaces themselves.
Okay.
So we have occupied or unoccupied, the temperature in the room, as well as the lights.
Okay. So you're saying like real data, meaning that's part of the demo here, we have simulators for devices that are actually sending this data, right?
Yeah, exactly. Okay. And we're going to see that change in a little while. So, you know, in hotels, there's a lot of different types of rooms. There's conference rooms, maintenance rooms, the occupants rooms. Yeah. And so it can be problematic of how do we digitally represent all of these different rooms. Mm-hmm. But we have what's called the extensible object model in Digital Twins.
Okay.
So through extended properties, like I might have five extended properties for this particular room.
Oh,
maybe
okay.
I'm defining the view for that room, the balcony size, the bed size, the layout, et cetera. Mm-hmm. And then if you have a different solution, your space twin might have completely separate extended properties.
Makes sense, okay.
Yeah, based on your business needs.
Okay, so. Makes sense.
Cool. Here is another place where I want to point out that we could utilize a user-defined function.
Mm-hmm.
So if that term, user-defined function, is new to you,
yeah.
that is the term that we have for our compute capabilities. So the UDF is something that you write and then post to Digital Twins.
Okay.
And in order to compute or get an action based on the telemetry data that you're sending. So an example here would be, suppose a user comes to the hotel, they check in, they're able to configure their preferred settings, and then that UDF is set up for them. Maybe when they walk in, they want the lights to turn back on at 70% or the temperature to be a certain threshold.
Okay.
And then when they leave, the UDF might be configured to then default back to that default threshold.
Okay, makes sense.
So that's that for the facilities manager. Now I kind of want to switch gears and this solution ships with a mobile app.
Oh, interesting.
So it is a cross-platform application. Now, I don't have the app with me on my phone, but I do have a video of it for you guys. So now shifting to the perspective of the hotel guest.
Okay.
So here it is. They are going to be signing in. And now the first thing that we're doing is booking a room.
Okay.
So we're searching for hotels in New York. Next, we're going to be setting up the dates.
And this application interacts with the same digital twin, basically, as this this other application, which is the manager of this hotel that is using, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
So we're just selecting here our hotel for New York. And then you would see this view. So now, assuming that we've arrived, they would go to this upper left corner in order to see the menu. And here I can go directly to the My Room settings. So here we can see everything in terms of what do you need? So I have the ability to make some requests here.
Okay.
I need ice, I need a toothbrush. And this is a great example of how you can integrate digital twins with a lot of other components of the Microsoft portfolio, right? So this is integrated with Dynamics 365.
Okay.
So if I put in that there's a leak, a maintenance request is sent in real time to those maintenance personnel.
Beautiful.
And that's just one example. I mean, you could incorporate HoloLens, Office 365, a lot of other things.
Cool.
The app also has built-in turn-by-turn wayfinding with a map of the hotel.
Nice.
And then we can go here to the ambient settings. And so this can work as well if I'm remote. So I'm able to change the temperature and light if I'm outside of the room.
Okay.
But you'll see here the settings configured, and they're also reflected for the facilities manager.
Yes.
And then suppose I want some mood lighting, whatever, I'm turning the lights down, the room was too cold, I will change that here. And then because it's all live and synced, it's going to update in that view as well.
And you see the desired and then the actual temperature. Awesome.
Great. So that is Smart Hotels 360. So I have a really exciting announcement for you guys.
I was about to ask, like that's a very cool demo. Can anyone actually try it out?
Yes. So this is a public repository. It is hosted on GitHub.
Cool.
Let me show that for you guys. So we are really excited to see what the community does with this. Please go fork it, extend it, contribute back. When you arrive at the GitHub page, let me just pass this over, you will see the architecture diagram here.
Okay.
You'll see some information about getting started, the prerequisites to set up, and everything you need to deploy your own Smart Hotel 360 instance.
Awesome. I'm going to try that tonight.
Okay. You should. Thanks.
Thanks a lot for watching the IoT Show. And if you want to learn more about the Smart Hotel 360 demo and Digital Twins, follow the links that we have in the descriptions. Thank you, guys.